Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm excited about Brother Ken. Of course, y'all know, and those that don't know, my spiritual father is Ken Summerall, and I have he recorded a statement last night to be able to share that with you. Awesome. And we just had some laughs and some fun last night. And as a matter of fact, John Paul, I had a moment yesterday, and it was like 100 degrees in Florida.
100?
You know, yeah, with the humidity factor. You know what I'm saying? It was hot. When it's 100 down here, it's like a million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And but when the sun finally started going down a little bit, I got a chance to ride my bike, my motorcycle. Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. And I put all my right stuff on that you're supposed to put on. That's why I had to wait, because I wear all the protective gear, like that's going to help me going at 60 miles an hour.
Exactly. Whatever it
bouncing
takes.
Down the road, right?
Exactly.
What did you say when you hit the ground? This stuff don't work. But what I put in my iPhone and my iPhone earbuds, and I got a chance to listen to you guys on VFN radio, you know, because it plays 24/7. And I just so enjoyed yesterday's program. It was so encouraging. And John, you know what you were sharing about, you know, Philly and Tommy, you know, with
I don't think I said Tommy. I don't think I referred to Tommy. You sure?
Y'all just go ahead and write into him, post on the Facebook, let him know what you did. And as a matter of fact, we're going to probably have that. Talk to the editors about clipping that out. No, I think it's great. I'm sure his mama called him Tommy. Tommy, take the trash out. And so with that, you know, I had the earphones. So I'm listening to you talk about your trip to Philly and stuff. And I was looking, by the way, on the torch, and I did not see the pictures you talked about. Can you give us the pictures? Can you make them available on the torch?
Yes, I can. I can. That's not a problem. We'll have them posted today.
Yeah. What is the article entitled on the torch? What was it about? I know it's original intent.
Oh, it's Journey to Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
Discovering the Birth of a Nation.
So just type that in. You'll get one of those keywords, and it'll come up. Mm-hmm. But it was just so interesting. So I'm listening. I'm driving down the road. I'm driving the speed limit.
The speed limit.
Because I didn't have a seatbelt. You don't want to make sure, you know.
That's almost as exciting as going on a zipper ride with you, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah. And right now I need to drive. Be careful with the speed limit. You know what I mean around here? Anyway,
oh,
so,
I know you do.
So, you know, and so I'm driving. And 45 feels like 45 when you're actually riding a piece of metal with nothing around you.
Right.
When you're riding a rocket, you don't have to worry about feeling like you're going fast. And so I'm sitting on this thing, listening to you, and it was so beautiful. No strings attached. Listening on my iPhone, because you can go right now to iTunes Store and type in VFN TV in the store. And the new VFN TV 2.0 app is available for your iPads and your iPhones. You got to check it out. You know, and the Android. It's also available for the Android. It's just so cool. You know, everybody's been working hard to launch the second version, and it has so much more. It has just everything that and more. I mean, it's even going to be, you're going to see, 1.0 migrating to 2.0. You'll see all the different contents and all that's available. You just go to your VFN TV store and type in VFN TV, or go to the Google Play Store and type in VFN TV, and all the 2.0 apps come up, and it's just very beautiful. And I do want a different picture, if you don't mind, you know. My goodness. You guys, you know, y'all's faces need to be on there. You know what I'm saying? I need something. Anyway. And so I'm listening to you, man, on my iTunes app, VFN TV mm-hmm. app, going down the road, 45 miles an hour, laughing my head off. No, enjoying it. Enjoying. I really, really enjoyed it. And I passed Chick-fil-A on the way to go see Brother Ken. It was piled with people still that you know, 7 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And I drove the whole line of traffic and watched them. They're all so proud being in the line, and I was so proud of them, and mm-hmm. just cool. And then I go where he's at, and we're talking and laughing and stuff, and boy, I can't share that. No, can't share that. We had a real good time. We had a really good time. And you know, and part of the things that we did right there, we got recorded a message for all the VFN family, so y'all can, you know, he just loves you. He loves
That's
you.
Awesome.
you know, we're part of his lineage and family, and I'm just grateful for Brother Ken, and God bless him, our life, bless him, my life, to have him, you know, as a spiritual father, you know. And so we're listening to one of his messages about hell. He don't preach about hell a lot, but he said, you got to, it was funny, the thing he's talking about it. And, but hell's not funny. And, but he was in the Philippines, and there was headhunters in the Philippines. Not now. This is back then. And there was actually people that, and he says, is it true? Is there really headhunters? We got to bring this story up.
Bring it up and tell it.
And they said, yeah, they're actually here. And he goes, well, do you want to go see them? No, I don't really want to go see him. And he goes, well, it's seasonal.
Oh my
god, it's seasonal.
What?
It was seasonal. There's like deer season, there's dove season, and there's head hunting season.
Oh my gosh,
this is a true story. This is a true story.
True story.
Yeah, and it's like way back in the remote areas, you know, and in the 70s, and so. So they go, well, go find out if it's in season right now or not. He said he just really didn't want to see his head. He said, I heard that they were like gray-headed men. I wouldn't want my head to be hanging out.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's house. And he says, well, they actually did it that time to be able to impress their wives. He says, I don't think I'd want a wife like that.
No. Find something else.
Bring the men of heads of men to be able to, how you like that one, baby? And, well, we won't go there. And so... They find out it's not in season. They find out it's not in season.
Mm-hmm.
And so he takes a full army just in case there might be a sporadic season, you know. He goes there and they speak some dialect that he didn't know. And there was like two or three translators by the time it would get to them. You think, you know, what, I'm just helpless. I'm just like, what can I do? And so he begins to share with them about the gospel in a way that he thinks they can understand. And then one of the Philippine interpreters would interpret it one way, and then the next one would interpret what they interpreted. So it went through two interpreters. And I did that in Israel. We had Russian Jews, and it's like, you know, by the time it gets to me, like, man, I hope they got it right. and so he begins to share with them the gospel, man. These are headhunters.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, this one man, I mean, he said, man, they were like half dressed, and some of these men even had G-strings on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
gosh.
And I'm like, what? Anyway, so we're going to play that. We got to have that. I want to have that. We got to have that. And so this is the 70s. Now I think everybody's got four notes.
Oh, my goodness.
We thought that was bad, but now it's like it's a half dressed society today.
Oh, no.
And now this, the Americans that need to be clothed. anyway, so he begins to share the gospel, and you're thinking, is this really getting through? I'm talking about the power of the gospel. And all of a sudden, this wrinkly-faced older man, this tear just starts running down one of his wrinkles in his faces.
Oh, wow.
And the gospel, the power of the gospel message. And... he ends up giving his life to the Lord.
Wow.
And then others begin to give their life to the Lord. And then all of a sudden they had to start a church. They had a new church plant, you know, which we're all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, which is the fastest form of soul winning, is a new church plant. And so then they couldn't find a man to pastor it.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, something. Hey, we have a brand new church. It's called the Headhunter Church. That's what he called it. They call it. That's our Headhunter Church.
Right.
And I think a few ministers have pastor church.
And so
they couldn't find a man to do it, but there was a lady who would pastor it. She was pretty safe because they hunted men's head, I guess.
All right.
And she took over that. She began that new brand new church plant. It's called the Headhunter Church.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? The power of the gospel.
Mm.
You know, the power, you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we talked about in the first hour, for it's the power of God unto salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, not a tickling ear, but a convicting message of the cross of Christ. So I want to encourage you this morning. We will make that available. But I ask you to listen to you, John, with the new VFN TV 2.0 app that I downloaded from the iTunes store, and you can get it now yourself. And not only that, write some reviews in there. Take your time to write a review, because people around the world are coming to the iTunes store. They're listening to VFN Radio, and they're looking to be encouraged. And you can win souls to the Lord and encourage people around the world by writing about your experience with VFN Radio and VFN TV. When I think about it, I think about Peter. I'll give a shout out this morning to Peter, man.
Yes.
Your testimony, Peter, was just so encouraging, how you know God's just been blessing you through VFN Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or hearing about the laughter of Eddie and Maria up in Jersey. Or hearing, you know, you hear Javon, you know, who had broken his collarbone. And when he wakes up from his sleep, he hears the encouraging word of VFN Radio that's going forth. Yeah. And all the things around the world, you know.
Yeah, Joanne in New York, as she's ministering and helping patients out in the hospital.
She's
listening on her lunch break.
Joanne, you are such an encourager.
Yeah.
You are such an encourager. You are so sweet. I've been reading even your posts that you're putting up on your Facebook and stuff, and I love you, and praise God. Well, so download it today. If you haven't downloaded the new VFN TV app, it's VFN TV 2.0, or just go to VFN TV on your app, on your iTunes store or your Google Play. And you can start seeing some brand new things that are taking place. We're excited about all the things that are taking place and all the thousands that are encountering the VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program. We're excited about walking this. We are committed by God's grace to walk with you through this next season. And I believe the Lord's going to be with those who turn to him in the way that we're talking about, having an abiding relationship with him. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.